At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Final hour coming at you here on The Score Friday night. I am Anthony Herron, as the big voice guy told you. Alex Kuhn on the other side of the glass is Friday evening edition. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Also wanted to let you know the Slam Dunk in Vegas national contest is easy to enter. Just download the Odyssey app, log in, and listen to The Score each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry for a chance to win this unforgettable trip for four, this for the first weekend of the tournament in March. Stay at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Airfare is also included, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience in Vegas. I was talking earlier in the show about what my Super Bowl experience will be on Sunday and the fact that my wife and I really haven't figured that out as of yet. Don't know for sure where we're going to be. Leaning towards home, but then, all right, if we're going to be at home, are we cooking stuff? Are we ordering stuff? What are we going to eat? Which room in the new house would be the first Super Bowl we've viewed in the new house? You know, which one are we going to try to be in? Where are we going to partake of it at? Am I going to be grazing? What am I going to be eating? So I put the question out to you at 312-644-6767. And Herschel is on the line right now with some thoughts on how he is going to partake of the Super Bowl. What's happening, Herschel?
Hey, well, how you doing there, Big Ant? It's been a long time.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute.
We need to get Gabe back so we can bring the band back together.
Yeah, right. My guy got me, yeah. Get him back out here.
Man, we missed the Miami. So, you know, that's our guy. We love Gabe.
Right.
I am going to be eating a crap load of wings, and I'm going to be at a place called M&I, close to Oak Park. And this is going to be one of the most exciting Super Bowls I've ever been a part of, considering I'm a diehard Bears fan, because I want to watch Pat Mahomes not get that three-peat and keep it in Michael Jordan's hand so Pat Riley can make that money.
There's always going to be a Chicago sports spin on it there where it benefits MJ if Mahomes can't pull off a three-peat.
100%. You know, so it's like, I just feel like, you know, I'm going to let this season die down so Kevin can get back on his thing. We can get back in first place. We're not going to go to Super Bowl, but playoffs is good enough for me next year, 2 years. Super Bowl, here we come, baby.
Okay, I can respect that. Appreciate you, Herschel. Great call, as always, at 312-644-6767. And, you know, no surprise there that Herschel is putting a Chicago sports spin on that. I guess I could ask him if he's going boneless or bone in with the wings. And I will say this, and I know there's a lot of discussion and debate about it. Now, I don't mind a good boneless wing, and the positive to me is that You don't really have to work around the bone. You don't have to work around the sinew, the gristle, anything else. You can just consume the wing without any other concerns. You dip it, you pop it, and you keep it moving. Now, you know, the bone and wing certainly got a different flavor to it, and you got to prepare it with a little bit more care. So I get that. I don't mind it one bit. Better quality of meat in a lot of situations. But especially for the Super Bowl, like I mentioned, I like to be able to eat just sort of bite-sized things that don't take a lot of time or attention. So specifically to the Super Bowl, I do have more of a preference for the boneless wing for the Super Bowl than anything else. That's just my opinion, though. But I did pose the question of the Bears turnaround here and some of the worst to first teams. And you know, got some callers here, 312-644-6767. I see Gunner is out in DeKalb wanting to talk about what the Bears and what the patience or lack thereof might be for the Bears trying to turn this thing around. What's up, Gunner?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
You know, I got to say, it's a long way away, but I'm already excited for next year's Bears. I mean, I thought the first thing we had to do was get a coach right, and I'm not only happy about Ben Johnson, but about a lot of the guys he's hired as well. So I'm pretty excited.
I think that's good. And, you know, sounds like Gunner's anticipating a fairly quick turnaround for the Bears in that regard. And, you know, we tend to see this with teams in the National Football League. I mean, I don't know that there's another sport where worst to first can happen as quickly and has happened as consistently as what tends to be the case in the NFL. And I was actually looking at an article the other day from Yard Barker, and they showed, you know, did a top 25 list of some of the main worst to first teams. And of course, the Bears end up in going into this past season in 2024 with folks thinking between, you know, a couple of years of losing, and so they got to be due, right? And then they draft Caleb number one overall. And so it just makes all the sense in the world that Caleb's going to come in and everything's going to go smoothly and swimmingly. It'll be easy because he's so talented. And, you know, they finally hired a new offensive coordinator and they got some receivers. So everything's just going to be gravy for the Bears. And of course, it was not gravy for the Bears this past season. But they end up in last place in the deepest division in football. I wouldn't say there's a lot of signs that things are going to be much worse in Detroit or Green Bay or Minnesota, but you can at least say you brought the Lions offensive coordinator and several of their assistant coaches with you, did Ben Johnson. So the Lions are a little bit depleted. We don't know exactly what's going to happen between Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota next season. Do they continue to get excellence at QB? Kevin O'Connell kind of showed he can win regardless of QB. We've seen that the last couple of seasons here. And then Green Bay, Bears beat the Packers to close out the season.
Should have beat him twice.
Should have beat him twice. Spees predicted they were going to beat him twice. Kind of crazy at the time, but they at least beat him once. And you know what? That means they're never going to lose to the Packers again. Caleb is going to go undefeated against Green Bay next season. So with that being said, the Bears, can they go from worst to first within this division? You think back to the early portion of Deshaun Watson's career before he was, you know, viewed as some kind of degenerate. 2018 Houston Texans. Been a minute since that happened, but especially in a season where Watson was still young the year before and they went 1-9 and, you know, he had the ACL injury, but then he comes back healthy and you got J.J. Watt playing at his Hall of Fame level and the defense was exceptional, even though Deshaun Watson himself took a bunch of sacks in that season. But they ended up going from worst to first in that division and, you know, he had a Pro Bowl season, won 9 straight games during that year, finished 11-5. That was the 2018 Houston Texans that were able to get that done. So that's one recent example, and a quarterback who we know wasn't able to sustain it, but in that individual year, we saw one of the best versions of Deshaun Watson. A team I was on in Atlanta, the 2004 Atlanta Falcons. Now, the year before, Mike Vick had the Madden jinx, ends up breaking his leg in 2003, but came back in 04, and our time we were there in Atlanta, Vic rushed for over 900 yards, Warwick Dunn rushed for over 1,000 yards, T.J. Duckett was a great run threat as well. We ended up going 11-5 in that season. So after 5-11 in 2003, you get one of the best versions of Michael Vick going 11-5 in the 2004 season. And, you know, it wasn't the best version of the NFC overall top to bottom, but then end up making the NFC Championship game, losing to the Philadelphia Eagles, led by Chicagoan Donovan McNabb. McNabb gets his lone trip to the Super Bowl that year, a team coached, of course, by Andy Reid back in 04. But the Falcons went from worst to first, worst team in the division in 2003, end up being exceptional in 2004. How about the Chicago Bears? The 0-1 Chicago Bears were able to pull off a worst to first. Not a lot of success in any of the years prior to 2001. Then end up going 13-3 in 01 after going 5-11 in 2000. That was a Dick Geron squad, believe it or not. Defense was incredible that year. And out of the, you know, that time, that was the 11th time in the 16-game era, 43 seasons, that a team had made that kind of turnaround with Brian Urlacher, Ted Washington. We remember Mike Brown. He was an all-pro that season as well. And all the pick sixes that he had that year. And the NFC Central, as it was called at that point, Tampa Bay was still in the same division with the Bears back then. But overall, they weren't able to overcome what ended up being a fairly limited offense. But you know what? It was a Bears team that went from worst to first in that individual season. So we've seen it happen a number of times in the National Football League. Could the Bears, could Caleb Williams end up pulling that off? Now, it's one thing to say that you have Peyton Manning, the 1999 Indianapolis Colts. The way Yardbarker writes this up, Peyton Manning set the table for a lengthy Colts run by leading this 3-3 or 3-13 to 13-3 flip. After setting an NFL record with 28 rookie year interceptions, the prolific superstar progressed quickly, made the first of his 14 Pro Bowls. Colts swapped out Hall of Fame running backs, trading Marshall Faulk, and surprisingly, they did that at the time, shocked people. And then they draft Edgerrin James over Ricky Williams, but all that ended up working out pretty well for Indianapolis. And James earned all-pro acclaim as a rookie. Marvin Harrison was also exceptional during his time there, so they had the triplets, Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, and Edgerrin James, and they went on this run of success from 1999 on, and the Colts starters went 13-2. They decided not to play him in the final regular season game, so end up going 13-3 overall in the season. That was a worst-to-first run, and then the Colts were never worst in their division again during the time Peyton Manning was actually there and healthy and starting. So it is possible in the NFL. It's more than plausible. Well, it's, I don't know about plausible for the Bears this particular season, but a bunch of examples of this happening in football over and over again. So I just want to give you that other glimmer of hope for what is possible in Chicago. Am I predicting it? No, not yet. But we could see a turnaround like that between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams here with the Bears, because out of any sport, it happens more in football. It's expected in football that on an annual basis, we're going to see at least a team, and pretty frequently multiple teams, have some season like this where they were awful the year before, they get something figured out, somebody gets healthy, or they just get on this magical run, they hire a new coach. There's a lot of potential here, a lot of ifs and buts for the Bears, but that gives us a little bit of a glimmer of what could be for next season. What we do know will be for this weekend is Super Bowl 59. And with that as the case, one of my favorite, I'm sure one of your favorite aspects of the game itself, is not only the action on the field, the coverage of the game, though, the halftime show that's going to take place. I've listed my top five favorite all-time Super Bowl halftime shows, and I'm sure you've got some out there. Feel free to hit them up on the text line, or you can tweet them at me if you want to, at Big Ant Heron. But had Alex grabbing a little bit of sound for my top five Super Bowl halftime performances, and I'll list them off for you when we come back from a quick time out here. I'm Anthony Heron. It's a Friday evening here in Chi City. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We're back, live, with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That didn't get much better than this song, frankly, anytime it's been played, but we did. My wife took me for my birthday one time when Prince was at the United Center. Got to go see Prince in person. Everybody's waiting, like, when is he going to play Purple Rain? Hey, he's probably going to close with Purple Rain. But then you hear all these stories about going to Prince shows and whether or not he's, like, going to mess with the crowd. Is he going to do it before the encore? All right, if he leaves the stage, he's acting like he's done, then how long do we got to sit here and yell before he comes back out for the encore? Well, he hadn't played Purple Rain yet, so pretty confident he's coming back out. But he's got to sit here nonstop, yelling, screaming, and eventually he comes back out. One of the encores, he eventually gets around to playing Purple Rain, and it's a moment. And that moment is there for anyone who loves music, anyone who loves Prince, anyone who loves that song, Purple Rain. It's a moment if you're watching it in a movie. It's a moment if you're watching it in some highlight show. It's a moment if you're there in person in an arena. It's certainly a moment when you're watching it seemingly with the world during the Super Bowl. So that will be on the list, the Prince halftime show. But I wanted to highlight my top five Super Bowl halftime shows just as someone who does love music, and love live performance, live music in general. It's one of the great things about being in the city of Chicago. There's constantly so much amazing live music. Some of it, big name acts. Some of it, people who you've never heard of who are just fantastic performers. But of course, when you're talking about the Super Bowl halftime show, we have entered a stage here where it's going to constantly be big name acts and people who are already national, perhaps international phenoms, and then pretty frequently the culmination of that for their career is the Super Bowl halftime show. Number five on the list for me is one that happened in the not-too-distant past. And, you know, there was a stretch there where folks started getting a little bit worried about having hip-hop acts be a part of the halftime show or R&B acts, and we came out of a period of time there, and part of it was in partnership where Jay-Z starts to partner with the National Football League, and then you get more and more hip-hop acts that the NFL is willing to allow to be a part of the halftime show. And when you juxtapose what happened in 2022 where Dr. Dre and a lot of the folks for the LA Super Bowl were out there at halftime. You think about what the case would have been a few decades before that, it wouldn't have entered anyone's mind to think that an international stage would have been granted to Dre and Snoop and Mary J and a bunch of their friends, but it was, and it was amazing.
It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg!
You know what happened with the D-R-E.
Yeah. Y'all know what this is, but can y'all make some noise for my man Snoop Dogg?
Rip.
Come on, louder, y'all, louder!
Top dog, bottom dog, yeah, I'm burning it up.
It was a fantastic lineup. It was Dre, it was Snoop, it was Mary J, it was Kendrick Lamar, who'll be the headliner in this particular year. But of course, Kendrick reps LA. Eminem was out there. 50 was out there as well. Five on the list. Yes. Oh. Number five on my list. I mean, you know, you got to think about it. It's been 59 Super Bowls. They have all had a halftime show. But yeah, I do have four that would be ahead of this individual group. So I take it by your reaction that you would have them a bit higher. Now, I'm significantly older than you, Alex Kuhn, but then if you were placing a list, like your list wouldn't, if you were going to have the Dre, the Snoop, the LA halftime show, then that wouldn't be any lower than what for you on your list?
Top two. Yeah.
All right.
Just the amount of acts, and like you said, the starving for a hip-hop act in the Super Bowl, and in LA, they just put on, in my opinion, I'd have it at one, but in the top two.
Solidly in the top two for Alex Kuhn. I can certainly respect that. But for me, number five, and it's because there have been so many incredible acts at halftime over many years. And some of it isn't only about, for me, ranking just kind of where my enjoyment of individual groups or performers is as far as just how much I listen to their music. But what were they on that night? What were they on that stage? What was the performance itself? And all the periphery kind of factors in for it for me as well, which brings me to number four on my list. Now, I've been to a Beyonce concert before when she's been at Soldier Field here. And of course, she finally won Album of the Year at the Grammys for a country album, which is, you know, kind of like Denzel winning for Training Day. Like, there's all these other amazing performances that Denzel gave, but all right, he's got to be the crook, got to be the bad guy, and he finally wins it for Training Day in that one. But Beyonce, hey, she goes country, and now here she is. She finally gets a Grammy for Album of the Year. But that's not really the main point here, but a Super Bowl halftime show of many, seemingly, that Beyonce has been a part of. Certainly multiple times Beyonce has been in Super Bowl halftime shows, but as the headliner, and part of this was actually coming out of just a little bit of kind of perceived controversy when Beyonce had sung the national anthem at Barack Obama's inauguration. It was a very chilly day outside. And so it ends up coming out afterwards that, oh, she actually pre-taped the national anthem that she sang at the presidential inauguration. And folks kind of made a big deal out of that. So then all the musical acts, they give a press conference during Super Bowl week, and Beyonce tells everybody, she steps into the room, she asks everyone to please rise, and she sings the national anthem live and does it beautifully. And I just thought that was a very confident, very diva-esque moment for Beyonce at the end. She sings the national anthem and says, any questions? And then she goes about her business and gives an amazing Super Bowl halftime performance with all the dancing you could hope for, all the bopping around, and what a show it was in 2013.
One, two, three, four!
So deep in your eyes, I touch you more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain how I'm feeling in my pride and the one I blame. Yeah, I still don't understand just how you like to know it.
Now, as you can hear there, she is singing live, and not everyone does that during any major performance, but certainly during the Super Bowl halftime show, you can hear Beyonce there singing live. As one of the great performers of all time, should be willing and able to do as she did there. That was coming out of, you know, it's 2013. She's certainly removed from Destiny's Child at that point. She's still kind of ascending into being one of the top solo acts on the planet there. But Beyonce did her thing in 2013. That's number four. Now, for number three, I referenced some of the sort of periphery storyline surrounding the performance ends up mattering to me in the list that I put together here as well. This is my top five Super Bowl halftime shows that I've watched, my fave five, if you will. Number three on the list came in 2002. My rookie year in the NFL was 2001. So 9/11 happens, the Twin Towers come down in New York City, NFL pauses the season by a week. You know, we're all uncertain about where things are going to go from there. And of course, the following week, the season ensues, and you know, you go through the rest of the year from there. Super Bowl doesn't take place until February because it's a week later after those terrorist attacks. And so we get to February of 2002, and U2 headlines the Super Bowl. And so Bono and U2, they had already been renowned for being, you know, sort of, you know, global messengers of peace and of wanting, you know, famine to be eradicated and all these things that have been a part of their brand beyond their music. And so for them in that Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl after the New York terrorist attacks, they put on a fantastic show.
America!
Working the stage, working the crowd, you get his soaring vocals in a big stadium. And pretty much every U2 song has a similar vibe to it. It is a ballad with soaring vocals. You get Bono, he's got the American flag on the inside of his coat. He's strutting around, working the crowd. And there was this feeling of togetherness, this feeling of being kind of everyone bonded in that moment, in a way that frankly has, of course, dissipated quite a bit in the years since then. But that sort of gripping feeling of everyone sort of being in unison on the same page and watching Bono do his thing, that's a factor for me and why that's one of my favorite Super Bowl halftime performances that have been there.
If you watch the video of that, you see the scrolling behind him of the people that were lost in the terrorist attacks, like you mentioned, and it's just... We can't get that on radio, of course,
but
that was that added to what exactly what you were talking about, and solid choice in the top five.
Just the gravity of that performance, it meant a lot. And moving up to number two on my personal list here, my fave five Super Bowl halftime performances, there was a period in time where the Super Bowl had already become a big deal for the game itself, and, you know, star quarterbacks and star franchises in the National Football League, as you got into the 70s and certainly the 80s, was overtaking the majority of other professional sports as the behemoth that we now know it as today. But the halftime show wasn't necessarily this big marquee opportunity that it is now. That really essentially began in 1993, when the biggest star on the planet decided that he was going to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl. And as much of a big deal as we were just talking about, Beyonce has become, and of course, Taylor Swift, that there's no solo act on the planet that's a bigger deal than Taylor Swift right now. But it all pales in comparison to what Michael Jackson was in the 80s and into the early to mid 90s. And when he took the stage at the Super Bowl, it was like no moment any of us had ever witnessed.
Yeah.
as you can tell, Mike is not singing live. That's not what Mike was known for, but he's an incredible performer. And you didn't watch a Michael Jackson concert without somebody pass it out. Now, I haven't been to a Taylor Swift concert yet. I never did make it to a Michael Jackson concert. My wife and I, in the last show, the final concert run that he was going to do over in London, my wife and I were planning to get tickets and go over to London. And of course, MJ passed. And so, you know, none of us got an opportunity to go and check that series of shows out. But in 1993, when that was taking place, up until that point, yeah, you had kind of, you know, different little acts here and there who were noteworthy. Like, it wasn't just like the local high school band like it was in the initial Super Bowls. But when Michael Jackson took the stage in 1993, that just changed the game for the Super Bowl halftime show. With that level of production and that level of star magnitude and other performers just saying like, oh, this is an event itself. The game is a big deal, but the halftime show is its own event within the event of the Super Bowl. And Michael Jackson in 1993 was really what changed the discussion about the Super Bowl halftime show. And, you know, for him doing like Billie Jean and Jam, you know, a lot of you, if you haven't watched it, if you're of a certain age, I'm certainly old enough to remember when Michael Jackson had Michael Jordan in his Jam video. He did that song at halftime. He did Billie Jean. He did Black or White. He did Heal the World. He's got, you know, 3,500, you know, seemingly, I guess it's 3,500 LA kids out there in a local choir who are out there singing Heal the World with him. And again, sort of a unifying sort of moment in that image that's out there. But the show began, that halftime show, with a bunch of like imposter MJs. It's like springing up on different areas of the stage over and over again. Like, oh, is that MJ? He's up on top of the stadium. Oh, wait, is that MJ? He's over in the tunnel. Wait, is that MJ? He's on the stage over here. And then before you know it, you finally see the real Michael Jackson just slowly rise on stage in front of everybody. And he does what he calls simmering, where he's just standing there, letting the crowd adore him and regard him for a little bit before he actually gets in his dance moves and his song. Yeah, I mean, for me as probably a tween, was I like 13 years old at that point? Yeah, the Super Bowl halftime show, that was the place to be for that one. So that's number two on my list. But number one, and Alex played a song for you as we were coming into this thing. And while I never got to see MJ live, I've seen every other performer on this list live aside from Michael Jackson. And the individual in the number one spot was someone who, you know, Prince had become not fully a recluse at that point, but he wasn't somebody who was doing performances on big stages that frequently anymore once you got into that first decade of the 2000s. But it became this thing where if you had a chance to see Prince live, and if you had a chance to watch Prince at an awards show, and even the biggest stars, the biggest celebrities in the world, if Prince was actually going to perform somewhere, if Prince was even going to take the stage to like hand out an award to somebody, be recognized for something, then everybody would just lose their minds. So Prince doing the Super Bowl halftime show, even the week of, like I was talking about Beyonce's media availability, the press conference that the halftime acts were doing for the Super Bowl, for Prince, when he actually went out there, he goes to the microphone, you're thinking, oh, there's going to be an opportunity for him to take questions from the media, and Prince didn't field a lot of questions from the media. He went out there and he got to the microphone and he asked if there's any questions, and as soon as the reporters started to raise their hands, he didn't answer any of them. He just kind of cut them all off, said 1, 2, 3, and then they just started playing, and he actually did a live performance during the press conference, didn't take any questions from the media. And he's always been about like the practical jokes, and if you watch Chappelle's show, skits, a lot of those stories are mostly true from my understanding about different things Prince had done to people in years past. But the halftime show itself, for all the expectations and the excitement that were there for Prince doing the halftime show, you wonder, can a guy really deliver on those level of expectations? And on that night in Miami, he certainly did.
We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Oh no, let's go. Don't lie. We're leaving here. Take a look around. At least you got friends. So come on, lady. No friendly word. Picked up a phone, trusted on the floor.
That's all I heard.
Are we gonna lie?
And so as everyone's waiting for the moment where he's going to get to Purple Rain, the most incredible aspect of it, I'm sure a lot of you remember, during the Super Bowl in Miami in 2007, it gets to the point where he's preparing to sing for the halftime show, and this mist begins to fall in the stadium. And then it gets to the point where the rain is beginning to come down even harder, and it's as Prince is beginning to sing Purple Rain. And then the images of him singing Purple Rain in that moment, where they have sort of this fan that's in front of Prince, and they have this drape that's behind him sort of coming up from out of the stage and the lights that are on Prince. You see this silhouette of Prince with his logo and his guitar in hand. And it's just this enormous silhouetted Prince singing Purple Rain while the rain is falling on him in Miami. And so I'm sure a lot of you were watching it because it was a game the Bears were playing in. But then, as disappointing as the close of the game might have been, but the Bears themselves being on the field, it sort of paled in comparison to that performance from Prince in the halftime show in 2007, because the world was watching, the world was waiting to see Prince deliver in the way that he did. And so not only did his performance deliver, not only does this guitar solo deliver in the way that only Prince can, but then you had the surrounding elements of just how timely it was. The kismet that was there between this seminal performer and the moment where the rain is coming down while he's singing Purple Rain is my favorite Super Bowl halftime performance of all time. Everything else is a distant second or 50th compared to what we saw from Prince on that night. And, you know, I just can't imagine any other halftime performance would be beyond that. That's just my personal opinion amongst my fave five Super Bowl halftime shows. But I see a bunch of texts coming in who are, you know, saying that other performances could be there. You know, Janet Jackson, she's out there with Justin Timberlake. Great performance. My wife, my in-laws were out there. This was prior to the, you know, the ability to, like, I think TiVos existed during that one, the Janet Jackson Super Bowl halftime. I want to say that was maybe like 2004 or 5 or something like that. I see from the 309 texter. But, you know, I think TiVos existed, but not everyone had them at that point. And so my wife and my in-laws are at that game, and I text my wife after the whole wardrobe malfunction thing takes place. Had you naked by the end of this song, and Justin Timberlake rips the top off, and there's Janet. And I text my wife, like, wait a minute. Did I see what I just saw? Did you see it? But they're in the stadium. They didn't know what I was talking about. She didn't know what I was texting about. But we couldn't just rewind it live. And social media wasn't really a thing yet. So, yeah, I mean, Janet certainly be up there. Not top five for me, though. But I see a bunch of the other texters that are chiming in on this. So I'm glad you enjoyed the topic. Well done by Alex with the production aspect of it. But my fave five Super Bowl halftime shows: Dre and the LA Crew at number 5, Beyonce in 2013 at number 4, U2 in 2002, MJ, Michael Jackson, 1993 at number 2, and Prince in Miami in 2007 at number 1. Those are my fave five Super Bowl halftime performances. I will give you my prediction for the Super Bowl on Sunday as we prepare to close things out. It's Friday Evening Edition. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I just ran down my fave five Super Bowl halftime shows from the history of the big game. Glad you guys have been enjoying reacting to that, not only on the text line, but got a caller here. We have just a few moments to go on the phone line right now. Mark is out in Milwaukee wanting to give his favorite Super Bowl halftime performance. What you got, Mark?
Well, Big Ed, first of all, I think they should make Prince's performance of Purple Rain in the rain in Miami an absolute consensus, number one. They should name the halftime show the Prince Memorial Super Bowl halftime show. That's how good he was, in my opinion.
Amazing.
I mean that.
Yeah.
I'll give you a couple that I think are up there for two and three. Two would be Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, I thought were tremendous,
ooh,
too.
Yeah.
When they came out Running Down a Dream and some other ones. And I also really like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band doing their halftime show.
Yeah.
But your show, you and your show are right up there too. You're tremendous. I really enjoy listening to you.
I appreciate you, Mark. That's very nice of you to say. And yeah, I've seen Bruce Springsteen live, and he can certainly work a crowd. There's no doubt about that. That one, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, they performed in 2009, halftime of that Super Bowl. A lot of great options up there from over the years. Talk Rolling Stones, Bruno Mars, you name it. Yeah, we got some great options for what's happened at halftime of the Super Bowl. This Super Bowl will have Kendrick Lamar as the halftime show. And, you know, for him as a performance, the biggest year that he's ever had, largely based off the beef, the rap battle he had with Drake that, you know, I suppose as subjective as that can be, it seems universally that folks think Kendrick was able to win that. But the game itself between the Chiefs and the Eagles, the one that took place a couple of years ago, Eagles had a lead throughout the majority of it. Chiefs were able to come back and secure the victory late, and that was just the latest at the time, but certainly not the last, in the mounting legacy of excellence from Patrick Mahomes. Frankly, I think I see this Super Bowl playing out in a similar fashion. Jalen Hurts has a knack for showing up in big games. He's been that guy in high school, in college, and in the National Football League. So even as inconsistent as his performance and production can be at times, when the games are at their biggest, he tends to play his best. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play well. The Eagles have the better roster, top to bottom. And not only have they added Jalen Carter to the interior of their defensive front to enhance that pass rush and how they can try to get after Patrick Mahomes, but from a matchup perspective, and you know, Trey Smith has been a big topic of conversation on the station this week. But who knows whether or not Jalen Carter will be matched up one-on-one with Trey Smith throughout the game. Even if they do try to have Jalen Carter avoiding Trey Smith and matching him up with Mike Caliendo instead, in the end, you still got Patrick Mahomes' ability to evade rushers, to extend the play. And, I mean, the Eagles' D-line as a whole is good. I mean, even well above average. But, you know, I mean, let's not act like this is, you know, one of the great defenses we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League. It's not that. But they are really good up front. They will cause some problems for the Eagles, but the two, or for the Chiefs. But the two new pieces, you got Jalen Carter on the interior of that Eagles defensive line, and you got Saquon Barkley really everywhere. I was going to say in the back of, on the exterior of, on the inside of, wherever Saquon's at, yes, he is the new element that stands out for the Eagles offense. But in the end, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs have Andy Reid. The Chiefs also have a fantastic defense with Chris Jones and George Karlaftis. We were talking with Alex Rollins earlier in the show about the variety of looks that Steve Spagnuolo can throw at you. And it just seems to me that this game, I believe, will play out in a similar fashion to the meeting they had two seasons ago, where you will see the Eagles take a lead. You'll see the Eagles make plays. They may even look like they're in control of the game at a certain point, and you're going to look up at the scoreboard and say, well, wait, why don't the Eagles have a bigger lead? It looks like they're controlling the snap-by-snap of everything. The Chiefs will be in it in the fourth quarter. Mahomes will find his way to find Travis Kelce. Defense will come up with some key stops. I just see the Chiefs finding a way to win this game because that's just what they do. Until further notice, I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid with this combination. They have got the NFL figured out. It is going to be a fourth title hoisted by Patrick Mahomes, third one in a row. Fun show tonight. Thanks to Paul Papps from On the Scene in New Orleans. Make sure you check him out tomorrow morning as he'll be on this station at 7 a.m. Matt Forte will join him, as will Jared Payton. Thanks as well to Alex Rollins. Really fun hour we spent with him in the middle of the show talking some ball. Thanks as well to my guy Alex Kuhn. Go Hawks, Alex. He was fantastic tonight, especially what we did with the halftime shows there.
Excited for the Cooper Bowl.
As you should be. The Cooper Bowl, yes. And thanks to all of you. Appreciations and salutations for everyone listening in to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.